This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
No U.S. casualties reported, but there was a deadly drone strike on a base housing U.S. troops in Syria last night.
A drone attack on a base housing U.S. troops in eastern Syria late on Sunday has killed at least six allied Kurdish fighters. The U.S.-backed Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said on Monday the attack hit a training ground at the Al-Omar base in Syria's eastern province of Deir el-Zur and accused Syrian regime-backed mercenaries of carrying out the attack. No casualties were reported among U.S. troops. An umbrella group of Iran-backed Iraqi militias, dubbed the Islamic Resistance, released a video claiming responsibility for the attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., heavy rains knocking down trees, flooding roads, and shutting off the power in parts of California. Lupita Vital works in Santa Barbara at a home improvement center.
People are calling us before they head up here to ask if we still have the sandbags. Well, that's one of the questions, sandbags. And flashlight, that's another question they ask. Sandbags, flashlights, and generators.
Trees and power lines got knocked down yesterday in the San Francisco Bay Area, where winds topped 60 miles per hour in some areas. She broke the record. Taylor Swift won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards for Midnights. Her four wins is the most wins in that category. And she broke some news last night, too.
My brand new album comes out April 19th.
Her new album is called The Tortured Poets Department. Worse than expected. That's how the House Speaker, Republican Mike Johnson, describes the border enforcement bill that the Senate released last night. It links border enforcement policy with aid for Ukraine and Israel. This is AP News. Trouble in Berlin, Germany.
An argument over the Middle East conflict leaves a Jewish student hospitalized. Police said a college student in Berlin repeatedly punched a Jewish classmate, leaving him with serious injuries to the face after the two got into an argument over the Israel-Hamas war. The two students, one a 23-year-old and the other a 30-year-old, held opposing views about Israel and the Palestinians. Police said that their discussion escalated and the 23-year-old beat the older student in the face until he fell to the ground and fled the scene. The victim was brought to the hospital with facial fractures, but the injuries were deemed non-life-threatening. The altercation adds to the surge in anti-Semitic incidents in Germany, a trend that has become more frequent since the start of the Israel-Hamas conflict 4 months ago. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try, M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.